listen to a piece of music for over 10 minutes, something with a consistent and persistent beat, the brain waves begin to fall into sync with the music. It's a fact. Science has determined this from scans and other tests. But to make the point, let's consider Ravel's Bolero. Bolero is 15 minutes long, and no one can resist the power it yields. The march rhythm repeats over and over, just enough variety to be interesting. And what actually happens is the audience falls into a trance-like state. That's what's so fascinating about it. Welcome back to Accelerando. My name is Paula Tuttle, and today we're comparing science and the music industry's ideas about attention span. Who do you think is going to win? We've all listened to and performed symphonies and operas by Bruckner, Mahler, and Wagner, and they seem to stretch their audience's attention span. I'd like to throw in Schubert, because he seemed to stretch out his music too. His great symphony was unusually long for its time, about an hour. Also add into this grouping of longer pieces, Italian operas are often 3 or 4 hours. As music evolved, longer works became popular, and events were intended for entire evenings. So what's with pop music and decades of promoting the perfect single being 3 minutes? Maybe we can blame television. Once TV was invented, sponsors began interrupting shows for commercials, and this could have some influence on our shortening attention. But I diverged too quickly, and maybe that diversion was a little bit like a commercial. As a society, we go along with this shortening attention span. You can't watch a video or read an article online without an interruption or a pop-up ad. And yes, we can blame it on marketing. No, I'm not going to string you along like a Pinterest article. The truth is, the shorter attention span works for companies that are selling ads, music hits, articles in newspapers, and anything else. If this seems in conflict with what I just said about Pinterest, or how about those online recipes? Well, there's a reason to stretch out what could be a 7-inch recipe to 3,000 words. It gives the platform a chance to sell ads. If you do look at a recipe online, if you're like me, I'm saying, just give me the ingredients in the recipe, please. But you have to sift through thousands of words. Many recipes are really clever about making you read more than you wish. Musicians are capable of really long attention spans, something to be proud of. When I played my first opera, La Bohème, I was in college, I was a freshman, and I remember the hangover it brought. As an opera orchestra member for over 30 years, the hangovers are long gone. Even re-emerging after 2 years of hiatus, I was able to play a Mozart or Verdi opera with no fatigue the next day. Concentrating for that long is an asset. For decades, the music industry has been pushing for the 3-minute song. The first 100 years of recorded music was on 78s. First, they were made of shellac, later vinyl. They revolved at 78 revolutions per minute, thus the name 78s. There were two sizes, 10 and 12-inch diameter. The more popular, the 10-inch, would hold only 3 minutes. Later, when 45s became the standard for single songs, 3 minutes was the length again. So the 3-minute hit is simply linked to the technology of the time. DJs would line up 45s and play the hits this way. Then full-length albums called 33s became popular, and sometimes groups took advantage of the longer lengths and made songs as long as one whole side. I'm thinking of the Moody Blues, Emerson, Lake & Palmer, Electric Light Orchestra. Maybe some artists were catching on to this phenomenon of the 10 minutes of beats, the one that drum circles in Africa figured out long before scientists of Western culture. When people listen to a beat for over 10 minutes, they go into a state, maybe a trance. Their brain waves fall in sync with the music. It's pleasant, relaxing, uplifting, and the closest thing to drugs without any substances involved. So songs like American Pie, Stairway to Heaven, and Hey Jude, they're all well past 6 minutes. They're almost 10 minutes. And add to that most artists make their songs a lot longer in concerts. I think that these guys are catching on to this 10-minute rule. How many of us have played a song again and again? When I do that, I think I get something from the song that's addictive, but uplifting and exhilarating. So back to the music industry and their evil plan to just make money. They're not alone in this endeavor, by the way. And you can make a case that technology can support any length song, book, or article. But writers like Ted Gioia said newspapers are asking him to write shorter and shorter reviews. It used to be 2,000 words, and then 1,200 words, and now it's 600 and even 400. And there's no shortage of space on the internet. And then there's Twitter. I remember wondering, why is there a limit on the number of letters in a tweet? It's because newspapers and Twitter and everybody else think that their readers and their listeners and everybody have shorter attention spans. And they're getting their data by seeing how long people stay on a page. TikTok calculated the average listener stays for 16 seconds. But does that mean they're not interested or that's all they want? As ridiculous as this sounds, the industry is looking to TikTok's 16-second platform to be the new standard of consumers' attention span. Or maybe the music industry is just getting fractured intel about their listeners. Here's author Ted Gioia talking about that very thing on Rick Beato's podcast, A Warning About the Future of Music.
Found is actually I get more clicks on the long
runs. Right.
And I do believe we underestimate the audience. I believe we underestimate the reading audience. I believe we underestimate the music audience. So although there is this perception that music fans want a 16-second song, I don't believe it. I believe people want to have their minds expanded. I believe they want to experience new things. I believe they want to have broader horizons. I believe they want to have musical experiences that aren't just packaged and formulaic. And we're letting them down by not giving them the opportunity to have that. So you're right. The industry thinks the attention span is short. But I wish more people would do what I'm doing. Is I'm going to assume the best out of my audience. And they won't disappoint us.
So it's been said, Albert Einstein would listen to Mozart in his head while he was doing math and writing complicated equations like E equals MC squared. And he played the violin every day, and Mozart was his substance of choice. Maybe he tapped into that state of mind we're talking about, that euphoria. Music was his drug of choice. It increased his concentration, and it aided in his complex mental skills. So we all know the idea of singing kumbaya. It means getting people together, join hands, start singing, and pretty soon, well, at least longer than 10 minutes, it might become easier to talk about subjects that people had really different points of view. It can be a brainwashing technique. When someone is too conciliatory, we say they were singing kumbaya, whatever. I'm taking the position that the music, the drum circles, the beats, make people's brainwaves change in a good way. It feels good. And I think kumbaya could be a reference to the drum circles that were and still are in Africa. You sing or listen to a beat for 10 minutes and your brainwaves all fall in sync. Neurologist Barry Bittman, he focused on music and well-being, and he demonstrated that the African drum circles increase immunity. And there are a bunch of other benefits. He did a two-phase study, and he actually demonstrated, for the first time, that playing a musical instrument reverses multiple elements of human stress on a genomic level. How about them apples? As musicians, I think we should collectively pursue this line of thought. Program long works as you care to. Ignore TikTok. And I'm going on a limb here, but don't you agree that the shortening of attention just can't be good for us? Spotify pays the same for a 1-minute song as it does for a 10-minute song. And they want people to pay for 10 songs, not just one. And an album with 20 songs of any length sells more than an album of 8 or 10 songs. It's just a money-making scheme. And I'm assuming most of you don't use TikTok. I know I don't. But we all have kids who explore everything new. It's the way things go. It would be like not watching TV or listening to radio in our time. It ain't gonna happen. But we can promote, play, and write longer pieces, knowing our audience will actually benefit from them. Music, it's the drug of choice, the ambrosia of Einstein, the way to relieve stress, maybe find peace, even nirvana. But no more preaching to the orchestra. Just maybe turn off TikTok. Now you have a reason. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting live music. And I hope you'll go to accelerandocast.com and check the show notes. Have a great week, and I'll see you next time.